السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. وَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى: فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa, and those who are receivers, these two short ayat of the Quran Sharif you have been listening many times. It is a majlis of zikr, and there are many other ayat also of the Quran Sharif. There are so many on zikrullah. There are so many ahadith on zikrullah. And there are so many different ayat of the Quran Sharif and ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam on what Allah Ta'ala has created mankind for. What we should be doing in this world, what we should be restraining ourselves from. So this majlis of zikr, as you have now become a hafiz of what I say, that it is Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan, and that He has given us the opportunity to get together to take His Mubarak name. And that the purpose and objective of this whole Zikrullah Majlis is not just to say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. It is to develop in our hearts that love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And increase that love to such a level that it becomes extremely easy to make amal on everything that Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have ordered. ND137021. Please remove your car. 137021. Slow speed. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala expects us to obey Him because He is our Creator. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have not created man and jinn except that they make my ibadat. Allah Ta'ala wants us that we should make His ibadat. So for the purpose of His ibadat He created. And again, this masla of ibadat I've explained many times, that ibadat is only, it's not only namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, but all aspects of our lives. To be obedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that is ibadat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that He is the Creator, and it is only right that the person must be obedient to the Creator. The one who has made all the ihsan on a person, the one who has blessed with life, with health, with wealth, with all the five senses, the one who has blessed us with all the different bounties, if we don't obey Him, then definitely that is a clear indication and a clear sign that we have not done justice, that we have been doing injustice all our lives, because we are using the bounties of that same Creator and we are disobeying Him. Now it is difficult, nobody says it's very easy, especially in the environment that we live. So to develop that strength and that courage, we have these type of majalis. One example of a person that went to a priest, to some amil, somebody who had the karamat of changing things. You could call him a magician, you could call him anything, but the thing is that he had that karamat that he can change one thing to another. It's just an example. It doesn't mean that it is something that really happened. So this little rat went to him and said that the cat is always troubling me. Cat is always troubling me, so make me into a cat. So he passed his magic wand over it and it turned into a cat. Now after some time the cat came again to him and said that now the dogs are troubling me. So make me into a dog. So he passed his magic wand, so the cat now turned to a dog. Then the dog comes back and says that now the wolves are troubling me. So he passes his magic wand and it turns into a wolf. Then he comes back and says, now the lion is troubling me. I have to fear the lion now in the jungle. So he passes his magic wand and it turns into a lion. Now the moment he turned to a lion, the first person that he went for, that lion went for, was the same person that was passing the magic wand over it. When it roared and opened its mouth, so the person straight away passed his hand over that lion and it turned back into a rat. It may sound very amusing and it may sound something very, very impossible to believe, and definitely it hasn't happened. But from this example, we take a lesson that our condition is exactly that. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is our creator. Now that rat, from rat to cat, cat to dog, dog to wolf, and wolf to lion, now in inverted commas, that was like an ihsan of that person who was converting it from one to another to save it and from the harm of other things. Who was it that made it from a rat right up to a lion? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who fathomed us, and from something that is despicable, something that a person doesn't want to talk about, something that makes a person or makes upon a person ghusl compulsory. Now that kind of water Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created this person from. And now he challenges Allah Ta'ala himself. That Allah Ta'ala who brought him from that stage up to the stage of man. Look at all the different stages that this water passed through. And now today when he is a man, he's got strength in his body, he's got life. He forgets all those stages that he passed through. Even when he was born, he was absolutely useless. Nothing, no knowledge. Cannot even change his own napkin. Was totally helpless. Now that Allah Ta'ala gave him strength, gave him knowledge, made him into some doctor, teacher, lawyer, mufti sahab, qari sahab, haji sahab. So now the person suddenly forgets the giver of those ni'mats. That is the lesson that we take from it. So this majlis of zikr is for that, to recognize our creator, to develop that kind of love by looking at all the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, the different kinds of ni'mat. This very moment I'm speaking to you, you are listening, and it's being translated in, and the mind tells you that what I am saying, we understand. What a great ni'mat it is. If I have to speak Chinese now, which person here will understand? So all these are ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So this is also a ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala gave us, that we are sitting here and making zikrullah. So listen to something that will develop this muhabbat and make us realize what we are in this world for. Muhabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. Muhabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. Zubaan khamosh rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. Muhabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. In illicit beloved's love, so many a times the person is in a different world. He's sitting silently, but his mind is somewhere. His heart is somewhere. The person is not there. He's sitting in the masjid also, but his heart is somewhere else. So what about the ishq and love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is in the hearts of the awliya-i-kiram, in the hearts of those who are true ashiks of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Many a times he says that they are totally silent, absolutely silent. The tongue is silent, there's no speech, there's no movement of the lips, there's nothing. The person is silent. Zubaan khamosh rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. But the heart in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is tearing. Outwardly we don't see anything. We see the person to be a normal person like us. Our thoughts are somewhere or the other, in the bazaars, in the marketplaces, in football and cricket and all other kinds of sporting activities. Or sometimes a person's heart is in that illicit beloved of his. But these people whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed with his ishq and muhabbat, then so many a times zubaan khamosh rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. But in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, their heart is tearing. So many people say that we try to cry but we can't cry. So the real tears are the tears of the heart. The tears of the eyes are a bonus. It is a receipt which is sent from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala of the acceptance of the dua. That's tears. But this is what happens to those people who are the ashiks of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That they have got their eyes closed, they have got their mouth shut, and they are pondering, reflecting, meditating, thinking of all the ni'mats and the bounties that Allah ta'ala has blessed them with. And in comparison, their own weakness, their own shortcomings, their own sins and vices and evils, this is what they are. Sometimes they are not even engaging in any kind of vice and evil and haram, but looking at the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the power, the might, the glory of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, their hearts are melting and tearing. So there's a combination of love and fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that is in such hearts. Muhabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai, zubaan khamosh rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. Agarche raah-e taqwa mein hazaron gham bhi aate hain, agarche raah-e taqwa mein hazaron gham bhi aate hain, magar jo aashiq-e sadiq hai gham ko sehta rehta hai, magar jo aashiq-e sadiq hai gham ko sehta rehta hai. Agarche raah-e taqwa mein hazaron gham bhi aate hain. In this path of taqwa, it's not going to be very smooth sailing. There will be a lot of gham and pain that the person will have to take on his heart as a proof that he has got this love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the only proof. What else is going to prove that we've got love for Allah ta'ala? There has to be some hurdle, some obstacle, there has to be some kind of test, some kind of trial. Without those tests and trials, how is the person going to be tested? And the greatest test that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has put for us in these times are all the fitnas that are around us. That is our test. Not how much of tahajjud we make, how much of ibadat we make, how much of zikr we make, how much of tilawat we make. The real test is how much we restrain ourselves from the haram. And without a word of exaggeration, I will tell you that the letters that we receive from people around the world, there is restlessness, there's restlessness. Everybody wants a solution to their problem. There's marital problem, there's economic problem, there's this problem, that problem, children problem, parents problem, family problem, everybody's problem. Everybody has got a problem. And we are searching for the solution everywhere also, but we can't find it. And every person wants, what wazifa must I read? What taweez can I get? That's all. What wazifa to read? Everybody wants a wazifa to solve problem. Now, will wazifa solve problem? If the person has angered Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala is angry because this person is engaging in zina, is watching all the filth on the television screen and on the internet sites, the person is committing fraud, or the person is taking interest, or is going to the gambling dens, or is on drugs and other vices. Now he wants wazifa and he wants taweez. So will that wazifa and taweez help? Allah Ta'ala is angry, so what is the solution to the problem? The solution is that must make Allah Ta'ala happy. Can there be any other way out? If a father is withholding the funds, is not giving the son money because of the disobedience of that son, then what is the only way to get it from the father? By increasing disobedience, will he get it? The logical thing is make the father happy and he'll get it. Now we don't want to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That we say, very difficult, Mawlana, very difficult. I can't give it up. Now, if we can't give it up, then we can't do both things. Taweezes are not going to solve the problem. And in the process, what is happening is people are losing their trust on those ayat of the Quran Sharif. Because it's written in the kitabs, if you read this so many thousand times, this will happen. You read this so many hundred times, this will happen. You read this so many times, this will happen. Now the person read and read and read and nothing happened. So now he loses the trust in the ayat of the Quran Sharif. Now look at where it has taken the person to. Whereas if he had changed his lifestyle and then read it, it would have helped him. If the person is all the time putting petrol in the radiator and putting water in the petrol tank, and then he says the car is not moving, not moving, not moving, so we'll say, well, your aqal is not right. Put the water in the radiator and put the petrol in the petrol tank, it will move. Now we don't want to do that. We want to continue in that wrong that we have adopted in our life. And then we say, restlessness, restlessness, no sukoon, no sukoon. Where is sukoon going to come from? So, agarche raah-e taqwa mein hazaaron gham bhi aate hain, no matter what kind of pain comes in this path of taqwa, but Allah Ta'ala has promised that the person who develops this taqwa in his life, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will definitely find a way out for him in his problems. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. How many hundreds of times you have heard this ayat. Person who's got taqwa, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will definitely find a way out for him in his problems. And he'll provide for him sustenance also from sources unknown to him. Now that is the solution. So in this path of taqwa, there will be some gham and pain that a person has to take. What kind of a Muslim that is who says that I am going to follow my nafs? Whatever the desire that comes in my nafs, my ego, my passion, I must fulfill it. Unconcerned whether Allah Ta'ala is pleased with it or not. So then we must be ready for the consequences also. Allah Ta'ala doesn't enjoy putting a person through a life of restlessness, unhappiness and problems. Magar jo aashiq-e sadiq hai gham ko sehta rehta hai. The person is an aashiq-e sadiq. Whatever my beloved loves, then that is my love. That is the aashiq-e sadiq. Who else is an aashiq-e sadiq? The beloved is saying that I love something, and the person who says I'm your aashiq says, no, but I don't love it. So then can there be aashiq-e sadiq? So the person in the ishq of Allah Ta'ala, in the love of Allah Ta'ala, in the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, because this love is a very, very valuable and precious commodity. I always say it's a very precious commodity. It's just that we are channeling it in the wrong direction. If we just channel it in the right direction, then see what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives to the person in the heart. It will not come in the pocket, not necessarily come in the pocket, because that's the only place we check how much came. After all our ibadah, then we check our pocket if anything came inside there. Like that one, Maulana Sahib was passing through one village, and just for encouragement's sake, he told the people, because it was a village, remote village, nobody making namaz there. So he said, if a person makes namaz, then Allah Ta'ala gives a lot of rewards. And he was explaining. So one ordinary dihati from the village, he came to him afterwards and said, but what will I get cash? He said, cash you'll get one ox. So he started making namaz. He said, for 40 days if you make with jamaat, you'll get an ox. After the 40 days, he went and checked outside, checked everywhere, no ox came. So he went back for that Maulana. He said that, you're speaking lies, you told me 40 days time I'll get an ox. So I thought at least I'll use the ox to plow my land. But no ox came. So he said, where does an ox come for namaz? He said, just for encouragement, I just told you, make namaz so that you get into the habit. So he said, I knew you speaking lies, that's why I too made without wuzu the whole 40 days. Because you spoke lies, I knew that. So I too didn't make wuzu for the 40 days. So now that kind of ibadat, will it bring anything? So agar che rahe taqwa mein hazaro gham bhi aate hain, magar jo aashiq-e sadiq hai gham ko sehta rehta hai. He keeps on taking the pain upon his heart. That my Allah is becoming pleased with this pain that I'm taking of restraining myself. So Allah Ta'ala converts that pain into happiness. In that pain now Allah Ta'ala gives him happiness. Allah Ta'ala gives him so much that if the kings had known, they would have had an army to go and snatch that sukoon-e dil from the hearts of the awliya-e kiram. Because Allah Ta'ala gives it inside. And we say, how can that happen, that in pain the person gets happiness? In the midst of thorns, flowers bloom. The mother's milk, what was it? It was blood. Now when the baby cried, Allah Ta'ala converted that blood into milk. Which other factory was there? If we only ponder and reflect over all these things, we can carry on discussing all night. So magar jo aashiq-e sadiq hai woh gham ko sehta rehta hai. We have to take that pain. Sila ishq-e majazi ka ye kaisa hai are toba. Sila ishq-e majazi ka ye kaisa hai are toba. आशिक रोते रहते हैं सनम खुद सोता रहता है सिला इश्क़े मजाजी का ये कैसा है अरे तौबा के आशिक रोते रहते हैं सनम खुद सोता रहता है. Now on the one hand is this muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that whether it is night or day, whether it is darkness or light, whether it is rain or shine, whether it is storm or whether it is wind or whether it is any kind of weather condition. The love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the one hand, that Allah ta'ala is listening to the cries of his beloved servants. Any time the person cries, any time the person begs, any time the person seeks, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is listening. Any time the tears flow from the eyes of the aashiq-e-sadiq, the true lover of Allah ta'ala is watching the tears. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the power to give him also whatever his needs are, and give him much, much more than all his needs, and bless him with the best of both worlds. That is the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But sila ishq-e majazi ka ye kaisa hai are toba. But all those who have given their hearts to illicit beloveds, and that is the sickness and the weakness and the scourge of our time. People of outward piety and taqwa also many a times, but they are trapped in this web of illicit beloveds. So he says, what did you get in the process? صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ. Read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah on such kind of illicit relationships, because it brings absolutely no peace of mind, no happiness, no satisfaction. We are talking about believers. If disbelievers tell us that they are engaging in so much of adultery and fornication and they're getting enjoyment, then that's for them. But we believe in an akhirat, we believe in an all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We believe in the day of judgment. So then what did we get? And even they also, what did they really get? Did they really get happiness? Because that woman who has said that I truly love you, and the next day she told the same thing to somebody else, and the third day she tells the same thing to somebody else, can this person be happy who gave his heart to her? So, sila ishqe majazi ka kaisa hai are toba. Distance yourself, he says, from such kind of illicit relationships. It's not going to bring any kind of happiness. Aashiq rote rehte hain, sanam khud sota rehta hai. And again, look at the difference, that when the ishq is of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then the person is crying late part of the night before Allah, Allah is listening. He's crying in sajda, Allah ta'ala is watching. The person is raising his hands and begging, Allah ta'ala is seeing. The person is in his weakness, Allah Ta'ala is listening. The person is in his strength and health, Allah Ta'ala is with him. In his poverty, Allah Ta'ala is listening. In his richness, Allah Ta'ala is listening. Allah Ta'ala knows exactly what is good for whom. Therefore, sometimes he gives plentiful and sometimes he holds back. But that is Allah Ta'ala's wisdom. But this person who's got love for Allah Ta'ala, then he says, it is my Allah. And therefore, whichever route and whichever road he takes me through, then that is the best. So what a beautiful reward the person is getting. He's getting sukoon, sukoon, nothing but sukoon. Tranquility, peace. In his heart he's enjoying the gardens of Jannat. And that ashiq who is of the illicit beloved, then that beloved is fast asleep, does not even know who that is. Ashiq is crying somewhere. Does not even listen to that ashiq. Does not even know what the person is going through. And does not even have the power to fulfill all the wishes and desires of that ashiq. And that ashiq goes through nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. And this beloved can do nothing about it. Because the heart is not in the control of the beloved. The heart is not in the control of the beloved. So even if that beloved says, I can give you $1,000,000, does that solve the problem? If the heart is restless, the person who has been convicted and the person is charged for murder, and the person has also been given the judgment that this person has to hang. And then you go and say, don't worry, I'll give you $1,000,000, I'll give you biryani, I'll give you kebab, I'll give you fried fish and everything to eat. Can that person enjoy those things? So, sila ishqe majazi ka ye kaisa hai are toba. Aashiq rote rehte hain, sanam khud sota rehta hai. That's the kind of God that we are worshipping. If we are worshipping the illicit beloved, that's a kind of worship. Afara'aita man ittakhaza ilahahu hawa. We have made them gods. So there's nothing in it the person will get. He'll get nothing except restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. In the masjid he is restless. Outside the masjid he is restless. In the home he is restless. In his car he is restless. Everywhere he is restless. Because he wants to meet that beloved. And that beloved is an illicit beloved. And this person has got some iman, some Islam, some khawf e khuda, a little bit in his heart. So now he will be restless everywhere. Does not want the brother to come to know. Does not want the father to come to know. Does not want the wife to come to know. Does not want the neighbors to come to know. So what kind of peace there will be in the heart? Nothing but restlessness. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. انشاءاللہ if Allah Ta'ala gives life, health and an opportunity, will continue with the rest of this beautiful poetry. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है। आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह जल जलालू। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल जलालू। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے. پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے. اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں. بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے.
सुनो मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में, सुनो मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में, मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे, मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे।
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, loving, caring Allah. Oh, my most generous, most kind, most tolerant Allah. Oh, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. How loving you are, how caring you are, how forgiving you are, how compassionate and kind you are. In spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. Ya Allah, we have seen so much of haram with our eyes, yet you have blessed us with sight. We have heard so much of haram with our ears, yet you have blessed us with hearing. So much of haram we have spoken with our tongues, yet you have blessed us with speech. Ya Allah, our hands have touched so much of haram. Our feet have walked towards so much of haram. From the time we became of age up till now, my beloved Allah, how much of your bounties we have used for your disobedience. Yet you have blessed us with life, with sight, with hearing, with speech, with our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. Ah, my beloved Allah. Change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you. It is not difficult for you. You have given man the science of transplant of hearts. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to transplant a spiritually sound heart into our body? Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks that blow up huge mountains. Oh, my beloved Allah, blow away the mountains of our sins. Man has made computer chips. They record millions of pieces of information. One press of the delete button and everything is wiped out. Ya Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Hamare gunahon ke upar mere Allah afwa karam ka kalam pher de. Hamare gunahon par اے میرے پیارے اللہ عفو و کرم کا قلم پھیر دے. یا اللہ, forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. If you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy from us sinful ones, where do we go? To whom do we turn? Which other door do we tap? Before whom do we extend our begging bowls? میرے اللہ, تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. There is no support for us besides your support. Ya Allah, we cannot purchase forgiveness from the bazaars and marketplaces. Ya Allah, all treasures of forgiveness lie with you. We are ashamed, my Allah. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. It hasn't brought us anything except restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our evils, any of our sins. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging that indeed we are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of this earth. But my beloved Allah, just as we are the most sinful ones, you are the most forgiving one. You are the most forgiving one. You are the most forgiving one. You are the most merciful one. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our wives, our children, our parents, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. Look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Ya Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf kar de. Hamare haal ke upar raham farma le, karam farma le. Ya Allah, hum bahut hi khabees aur nalayak hain. Hum mujrim hain, hum khatakar hain, hum gunahgar hain, hum siyahkar hain, badkar hain, sab kuch hai bande magar tere hain. Tujhe chhod ke mere maula hum gande jaye kaha? Tujhe chhod ke mere maula hum gande jaye kaha? Where do we go, my Allah? There is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Oh my beloved Allah, do not seize us on account of our sins. Do not turn away your glance of mercy because of our sins. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in every bounty that you bless us with. Do not snatch and seize those bounties because of our sins, my Allah. And Ya Allah, don't seize them as a test and a trial also, because we are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, hum bahut hi kamzor hai, zaif hai, natawa hai. We cannot bear any kind of test and trial, my Allah. Ya Allah, Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ummat sare alam ke andar pareshan hai, pareshan hai. Oh my beloved Allah, the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, throughout the world they are suffering, throughout the world they are going through difficulties, hardships, pain and problems. Ya Allah, we know that most of this suffering is because of our own doings, but my beloved Allah, who else is there for us that we can turn towards besides you? Ya Allah, don't look at our doings, look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. My beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many who are sick, there are so many who are ailing, there are so many who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes. There are so many who have undergone operations, there are so many that will be undergoing operations. Ya Allah, there are so many who are in sakrat, there are so many who are in coma, there are so many who are suffering from other ailments and sicknesses and diseases. We know that for many, many of them it can be a rahmat, it can be a mercy, it can be a blessing in disguise. But my beloved Allah, change the mercy of sickness and weakness to the mercy of good health. Bless each and every one with shifa. Bless each and every one with shifa. Ya Allah, those who are in sakarat, make the sakarat easy. Ya Allah, with iman and with kalima, take them from this world and bless them with the best of Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, those who are in hospital suffering from other kinds of sicknesses and ailments and at homes, give them shifa. Those who are amongst us also, my beloved Allah, they have raised their hands before you this part of the night with great hope in you that you are the one who cures. Ya Allah, bless each and every one with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Spiritually also we are so sick, my beloved Allah. Our hearts have become so diseased. There's no place and no corner in our hearts for your love. and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, any desire and passion that comes into our heart, we go headlong towards it. In the process, we displease you and displease Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Those who had financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove the difficulties. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drugs and drinks and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, they are all our children. Ya Allah, just as we would not like our children to go on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, we wouldn't like the children of others also to go in that direction. Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, give the parents the himmat and the courage and the strength to throw out of their lives and homes everything that is bringing about such corruption in the lives of the children. Ey vere Allah, give us the himmat of lions against our nafs. Vere Allah, give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaat. How long, my Allah? How long in drinks and drugs? How long, my beloved Allah, in gambling, adultery, fornication, casinos, discos, rave clubs, theatres, cinemas? The angel of death is sure to come, and we don't know when he is going to visit us and where he is going to visit us. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, watching some filth on the television screen, or filthy magazines in our hands, or popping drugs in our mouths. What an embarrassment and shame that will be for ourselves, for the ummah at large, for our families. Ya Allah, if death comes in some kind of haram place, therefore we are seeking from you, my beloved Allah, from the depths of our hearts, that don't let the angel of death visit us in any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Let our burial be in Baqi. Ya Allah, make us a patch of the ground of the graveyard of Madina Tayyiba. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Oh, my beloved Allah, when the soul is going to be extracted from our bodies, the eyes will be there, but they can see no more the haram which we were enjoying in our lives. The ears will be able to listen no more. The tongues will be able to wag no more. The hands will be able to touch no more. My beloved Allah, water will be poured above our bodies. We will be moved backwards and forwards. Before the water of Mayyat is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. My beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, hardships of the ummah around the globe, especially Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, so many places in Africa, Europe, America. My Allah, hamare haal par raham farma le, raham farma le. If you forgive the ummah, Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become pleased. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much of torture, suffering, pain he went through so that the ummah may prosper. Ya Allah, we have shown no appreciation for his sacrifices. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. हमारी दुआओं को सुन ले मेरे अल्लाह, हमें अपना बना ले, हमारा बन जा। कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ, वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊँ उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ भाई बिलावल अल्लाह। You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after making zikrullah, salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sicknesses, the problems that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you is experiencing in his or her life. We do not know, my beloved Allah, but you are well aware. Ya Allah, whatever that difficulty may be, whatever that problem may be, whatever that hardship and pain and suffering may be, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, as a favor upon us, Ya Allah, remove those difficulties, pain, suffering and problem. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين